Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. We have a super lesson for you all. Let's start off with our talk about it question. This one is, who is your favorite superhero? Why?
I don't really like superheroes that much, Garrett. I know a lot of people really love them. Do you have a favorite superhero?
I think I would have to say it's Batman, just because there was a series of Batman movies from the director Christopher Nolan that were really good movies, and so I choose Batman.
I did see those movies, and they were quite good. Do you like Batman, friends? Or do you like Spider-Man? Who is your favorite superhero? If it's Spider-Man, you're in luck because our article today is all about him and his story. It's called The Story of Spider-Man. Let's get into our first reading for the day.
The Story of Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man's Uncle Ben. When you think of a superhero, what comes to mind? Certainly not a skinny kid who is picked on and lacks the maturity to make good choices. But when a radioactive spider bites Peter Parker, the skinny boy changes into someone with man-sized spider strength. And Spider-Man is born.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 maturity 这个名词，意思是成熟或是成熟状态。譬如 Evelyn's parents explained that greater freedom and responsibility would come once she had reached a deeper level of maturity. Evelyn 的父母解释说，当她达到更成熟的阶段后，就会获得更大的自由与责任。她的形容词是 mature， 意思是成熟的。譬如 As an only child who spent much of his time in the presence of adults,Isaac was unusually mature for his age. 身为独生子， Isaac 大部分时间都跟成年人相处，所以比同年龄的人显得格外早熟。与 mature 相关的另一个名词是 maturation， 是指发育或成熟过程。来看例句。Understanding the stages of seed maturation will help you to obtain high-quality seeds and ensure a profitable crop. 了解种子成熟的各个阶段将有助于获得优质种子和确保农作物的收益。
Sometimes a famous quote becomes so famous, we don't even know what story it came from. That is true of this quote in our article today.With great power comes great responsibility.
It turns out this quote is from the story of Spider-Man, friends. Spider-Man's Uncle Ben is who said this originally. When you think of a superhero, what comes to mind? I usually think about superpowers.
I agree. Someone who can fly or read minds or do something that normal people just can't.
That's right.Certainly not a skinny kid who is picked on and lacks the maturity to make good choices. Now, to be picked on, friends, means to be treated unkindly or to be bullied.
Right. You might say Sam was picked on by older students. Picking on someone is not a nice thing to do.
It's not.But when a radioactive spider bites Peter Parker, the skinny boy changes into someone with man-sized spider strength.
Oh, wow. That is an amazing result. I don't know if I'd want to be bit by a radioactive spider, though. Let's talk about that word radioactive.
Okay, radioactive means having dangerous energy from certain materials.
Right. For example, scientists do need to be careful with certain radioactive substances, but we can use them to get a lot of energy.
That's right. And the radioactive thing in this story is, of course, a radioactive spider. And he makes some things happen to Peter Parker.
Right. He changes into someone. If you change into something else, you become something different than what you were at first.
Here's an example of how you could use changes into in a sentence. Ice changes into water when it melts.
All right, so he changes into someone with a man-sized spider strength. Now, that's an interesting word we have in there, man-sized. That means something is as big as an adult man.
Exactly. Here's an example. A man-sized bear walked across the road. Now, this is an interesting choice of term in our story, and I think it's used because our writer said that this was a skinny kid who was bitten by a radioactive spider. So we're using the term man-sized to kind of show the difference there.
Exactly. And of course, a spider is not man-sized, but Peter Parker was. So he's man-sized, but with man-sized spider strength. Spiders can be quite strong.
That's true, and they have some very special abilities, as Spider-Man took on as well. This part of our article finishes by saying, and Spider-Man is born.
Spider-Man is born, right? Of course, he wasn't born like a baby is, but he comes into being. He starts as a superhero.
That's right. We often use this word born to talk about the start of something new. So Spider-Man didn't exist before, now he does. So we can say Spider-Man was born.
Exactly. All right, friends, we want to learn more about this superhero and where it came from. Let's go to our next reading.
The Story of Spider-Man. This superhero, created in 1962 by Marvel comic book writer Stan Lee and illustrator Steve Ditko, was an experiment. Spider-Man didn't meet the standards of the typical superheroes, strong-looking, responsible adults whose moral compasses directed their actions. In fact, while Parker was enjoying flying between buildings using the webs shooting out from his wrists, he failed to stop a thief. The result was fatal for his beloved uncle. He was killed by that burglar. It was the turning point for Spider-Man.
The large, intricate spider's web glistened in the morning dew. 这张巨大精巧的蜘蛛网在晨露中闪闪发亮。片语 web of lies 是指一连串的谎言。譬如 he spawned a web of lies in hopes that he could keep his poor choices hidden. 他编织了一连串谎言，希望能隐瞒自己的错误选择。另外来学一个新兴名词 webinar， 它是结合 web 与 seminar 两个字，是指线上研讨会。例如 though reluctant to attend the webinar at firstZoe was drawn in by the dynamic and informative speaker. Zoe 起初不想参加线上研讨会，但还是被那位充满活力且让人长知识的演讲者吸引。
You might be familiar with Spider-Man as a superhero in some great Hollywood movies, but that's not where he got started.
And he's been around for quite a while, since 1962. We find that out here in our article, friends. This superhero, created in 1962 by Marvel comic book writer Stan Lee and illustrator Steve Ditko, was an experiment.
An experiment. All right. So a couple of different people came together to create this character, including an illustrator. This is an artist who draws pictures for books or maybe even movies.
Sure. The illustrator made beautiful drawings for the children's story.
Exactly. Okay, so we had this illustrator and a writer. And Spider-Man didn't meet the standards of the typical superheroes. Strong-looking, responsible adults whose moral compasses directed their actions.
Moral compass is a really interesting term for you to know, friends. This is a person's sense of right and wrong.
Right. The idea is that it's within you. You don't have to think too much about it. You just know what is right and wrong. Good parents try to build strong moral compasses in their children.
Okay, so the point of our writer here is that most superheroes have some things in common, right? They're usually adults, they're usually very strong looking, and they usually have a sense of right and wrong. That's their moral compass.
Exactly, but Spider-Man was a little bit different. We read on, in fact, while Parker was enjoying flying between buildings using the webs shooting out from his wrists, he failed to stop a thief.
Okay, we see shooting out here, friends. This means that something is coming out quickly and strongly.
Yes, like water shooting out of a broken pipe. It comes out very quickly.
So in Spider-Man's story, there was a time where he was out enjoying himself. He didn't stop a thief. And what happened next?
Well, the result was fatal for his beloved uncle.
Okay. Fatal, friends, means that someone has passed away. This means that something or someone has caused death.
Like a driver survived the accident, but the passenger in the back seat suffered a fatal injury.
Okay, so here we see that Spider-Man's uncle has died. He was killed by that burglar. We saw before that there was a thief, and burglar is a type of thief. This is a thief who breaks into a building.
Okay, for example, the burglar entered the house through a window. So Spider-Man wasn't so much of a hero in this situation.
No, he wasn't. We see here, though, that this was the turning point for Spider-Man. This terrible thing happened and he made a mistake, but it ended up being a turning point.
Right. So a turning point is a big change in a situation or in a story when everything changes.
Let's use turning point in a sentence. Winning the competition was a turning point in Anna's life.
Exactly. Okay, so he didn't start off as this big, strong hero that was always saving the day, but that's not where things ended.
No, it's not. But Spider-Man's story is not over, friends. We're going to talk more about it in just a moment, right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? With great power comes great responsibility. Sound familiar? That's right. It's the famous quote from Spider-Man's Uncle Ben. And honestly, it's also a great English lesson. Let's take a look at the structure. With great power comes great responsibility. This isn't just superhero talk. It's a clever way to show that when you get one thing, another thing automatically comes with it. Normally we'd say it like this: great responsibility comes with great power. But flipping the sentence makes it feel more dramatic and more memorable. We use comes with to describe cause-effect, or package deals. That job comes with a lot of stress. Fame comes with a price. This toy comes with batteries, finally. It means one thing brings another along with it, whether you want it or not. So next time you hear comes with, think, what are the side effects? Because yes, great power sounds cool, but it does come with extra responsibility. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Story of Spider-Man. From comics and cartoons to movies and games, Spider-Man ranks among the world's top three superheroes. How has this awkward young guy remained popular for over 60 years? One fan says it is because he's just normal, so people relate to him. As Spider-Man battles evil, his popularity won't fade anytime soon.
Awkward 意思呢是尴尬的或是笨拙的 譬如 running into her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend at the store was an awkward experience for Mila 在商店里碰到前男友和他的新女友 对Mila来说是个尴尬的经验 awkward加上副词字尾ly 变成awkwardly 意思呢是不自然的或笨拙的 譬如 The young child awkwardly cut the heart out of the red construction paper. 这个小孩笨拙地从红色美术纸上剪下一颗星星。惯用于 put one in an awkward position 的意思呢是让人处于尴尬的处境。譬如 Because Thomas was good friends with both Logan and Ella, their breakup put him in an awkward position where he felt like he needed to take sides. 因为Thomas跟Logan和Ella都是好朋友,他们的分手让他陷入尴尬的处境,觉得好像必须要选边站。以上就是今天的Language Lab, I'll see you next time.
Well, Spider-Man's start might have been a rocky one, but today, he's one of the most popular superheroes out there.
He certainly is. People all over the world love Spider-Man. I've run into all kinds of kids who are dressed like Spider-Man or have Spider-Man socks or enjoy pretending to shoot webs out of their wrists.
Right, especially around Halloween, you sure see a lot of Spider-Men.
That's right. But we read here, friends, from comics and cartoons to movies and games, Spider-Man ranks among the world's top three superheroes. Let's talk about this word, comics.
All right. After all, that is where Spider-Man got his start. Comics are stories that are told with pictures and often have words in boxes that show what the characters are saying.
That's right. Some people like reading comics about superheroes, but not all comics are about superheroes, are they?
They are not all. Calvin and Hobbes is a great one.
That's right. But a lot of times when we see the word comics, superheroes often come to mind.
That's for sure. Okay, we also read that Spider-Man ranks among the world's top three superheroes. If something ranks somewhere, it's placed in a list by level or quality.
That's right. For example, the school ranks among the best in the city. There's probably a list somewhere with the top schools on it, and this school is on that list.
Yeah, every ranking works a little bit differently. Okay, how has this awkward young guy remained popular for over 60 years? That's what our article asks.
It's a good question. What makes a story last? What makes people of different generations relate to it?
Right. One fan says it is because he's just normal. so people can relate to him.
This makes sense to me. Normal friends, of course, means usual or ordinary.
For example, Kevin felt happy when life returned to normal after the big storm.
Okay, and a superhero who is more normal is definitely more relatable, or people can relate to him more.
Okay, that term to relate to something or someone means to understand or feel connected to that thing.
Let's use relate to in a sentence, friends. Lisa could relate to the main character in the story. This means that she maybe felt some of the same things the main character did, or there were things in her life that were similar.
Okay, well, I can't exactly relate to the feelings of this one fan. Spider-Man doesn't seem very normal. He's shooting webs out of his hands.
He was bit by a radioactive spider. That isn't a very common, relatable occurrence.
It has happened to no one, to my knowledge. But of course, he had some of the same struggles that all of us do. He wasn't a hero that could do no wrong.
That's right. He made mistakes and then he learned from his mistakes. So maybe that's the part of him that's so relatable.
Exactly. Well, what do you think, friends? Is Spider-Man in your top three superheroes? I know the story of Spider-Man continues to this day.
That's right, and we have one more sentence here to read together, friends. As Spider-Man battles evil, his popularity won't fade anytime soon. According to our writer, he will be popular for a lot longer.
And I think that is true. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet. It's time now to go and watch our usage tip.
The usage tip, 要来学一个句型, as 加主词 one 加动词 one, 逗号 主词 two 加动词 two. 这是一种常见的英文复合句结构，通常是表示两个动作或情况同时发生，或者是一个动作伴随另一个动作来进行，它带有时间、原因、对比或是条件等的关系。在这个用法当中呢， as 是表示 当什么时候，强调时间的同步性，前后两句的动词时态要一致，以表示明确的时间关系。我们来看个例句： As the sun set, the lights in the city began to glow. 当太阳下山时，城市的灯光开始亮起。
As we are finishing up our article all about Spider-Man, who is a very popular superhero, I have a question for Garrett.
Okay, I'm ready.
Earlier you said that Batman was one of your favorite superheroes. We heard here that many of the reasons people like Spider-Man are because he's relatable, and maybe he's not your typical superhero. That's not true of Batman, so why do you like him so much?
Well, I would disagree with you in some ways on that. I can't relate to Batman. He was super rich and had a lot of the resources that I don't have. He also had different struggles than I do. But unlike Spider-Man, he was a lot more normal. He doesn't have any superpowers. Batman can't shoot webs. He can't fly. He's just really good at using the tools that he has.
And he has enough money to pay for those tools.
That is true.
Okay, so there's different reasons different people like different superheroes, right? But what about you, friends? Do you have a favorite superhero?
And what do you like about them? Make sure to answer that question and talk about it in English.
That's right, friends. This is the end of our article all about Spider-Man, but we have a brand new article for you next time, so make sure you come back and join us for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.